So this will be a fairly long session, just so you know. We're going to cover a lot of territory. We're going to first do house cleaning. It's a good thing we're going up and going up into the attic to clear out the cobwebs and various things. We're going to use an ancient method from India, concentrating on the Ajna Center, the third eye. And before I get into talking about the methodology we're going to use, I'd like to address the scientific documentation of the chakras, because the first person to scientifically prove that they exist and quantified and measured their electromagnetic fields was Valerie Hunt out of UCLA. And she was a physiologist, hardcore scientist, not interested in New Age stuff at all. And she was asked to do a study on Rolfing and to measure the electromagnetic changes in the fascia when a Rolfing session took place. And so that's how she got stumbled into this. So she was using her standard physiological research and noted that there were electromagnetic changes in the cellular structures of the fascia, interconnective tissue of the body, during and after Rolfing sessions. But then she noticed a strange, annoying anomaly. And so she started looking at that, and it wasn't in the fascia. It was along the spine, in front of the spine, and it turned out to be the chakras. And so she started looking at the chakras from a scientific perspective, and measured that they emitted light and energy. And you can go to the, I don't want to get into the science because this work is not about the science, but I want to reference it because some of you, that type of information is very helpful to anchor this. So even though we're exploring woo-woo and in an ancient culture, it is scientifically, has been scientifically verified that this is a fact. And I could tell you other stories with other researchers, but Valerie Hunt was the first person to do this. So I want to acknowledge her work. And I met her on several occasions. She was an extraordinary woman with deep insight, and she became, I don't know what you would call it, an amalgam between a progressive New Age person and a grounded person.